This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. In part three of Major League Baseball teams with 100 win seasons, we'll look at the 1970s and 1960s. And you'll notice that the teams with the better records usually played in the World Series. Why? Well, from 1969 to 1993, two divisions were in each league, with only four division-leading teams reaching the playoffs. The league began increasing the number of playoff teams in 1994. But before 1969, there was no such thing as playoffs. The team with the best record in the American League played the team with the best record in the National League in the World Series. The only time there was a playoff was if two teams ended the season tied for the best record. The only team to win 100 games in 1979 was the Baltimore Orioles, who won 102 games. The Pittsburgh Pirates, who won 98 games, defeated Baltimore in the World Series. The 1978 Yankees and Red Sox ended the season tied for first place in the division with 99 wins. The Yankees defeated the Red Sox in a one-game playoff and then beat the Dodgers in the World Series. The Kansas City Royals finished the 1977 season with 102 wins, the best record in baseball. But they were defeated in the American League Championship Series by the Yankees, who had 100 wins. In the National League, the 101-win Philadelphia Phillies lost to the 98-win LA Dodgers. The Yankees went on to defeat the Dodgers in the World Series. The Yankees had the best record in the American League in 1976 with 97 wins. And they defeated the Royals in the playoffs to reach the World Series. The National League had two teams with over 100 wins. The Phillies had 101, while the Cincinnati Reds had 102. The Reds went on to sweep the Yankees in the World Series. The Reds were the only team to win 100 games in 1975, finishing the regular season with 108 wins. The Oakland A's came close to winning 100 games with 98, but they lost to the 95-win Red Sox in the American League Championship Series. The Reds beat the Red Sox in what many consider one of the all-time best World Series. The Dodgers were the only team to win 100 games in 1974, finishing with a 102-win and 60-loss record. But the A's beat them in the World Series, even though they were 12 games behind LA in the win column. The Reds had the best record in 1973, finishing just one game short of 100 wins, but they lost in the National League Championship Series to the New York Mets, who finished the regular season with a meager 509 winning percentage. Eight teams in the league had a higher winning percentage than the Mets. In the World Series, they would face the A's, who had the fourth best record in the league. The amazing Mets gave Oakland all they could handle, but the A's prevailed 4-3. No one won 100 games in 1972. The Pirates had the best record at 96-59. But the 93-win A's won the World Series over the 95-win Reds. The A's and the Orioles won 101 games in 1971, but the 97-win Pirates brought the World Series trophy home. In 1970, the 108-win and 54-loss Orioles, with the best record in the American League, defeated the 102-win and 60-loss Reds, with the best record in the National League, to win the World Series. Now we will move on to the 1960s. The 1969 Mets had the best record in the National League, with 100 wins and 62 losses, and they upset the 109-win and 53-loss Orioles in the World Series. The Tigers were the only team to win 100 games in 1968, finishing the season with 103 wins and 59 losses. They went on to defeat the Cardinals in the World Series. The Cardinals were the only team to win 100 games in 1967, finishing the season with 101 wins, then winning the World Series trophy against the Red Sox. The Minnesota Twins won 102 games in 1965, but lost the World Series to the 97-win Dodgers. The Yankees fell just one game short of a 100-win season in 1964, but lost to the 93-win Cardinals. The Yankees won 104 games in 1963, but were swept in the World Series by the Dodgers. The 1962 Dodgers and Giants ended the season tied for first place with 101 wins. The two teams faced off in a three-game series to decide who would move on to the World Series. The Giants won the series, but the extra three games wore them out, as they were no match for the 96-win Yankees in the World Series. The 1961 Tigers won 101 games, but unfortunately for them, the Yankees won 109 games and went on to defeat the 93-win Reds in the World Series. 1961 was the first year the American League played the expanded 162-game season, and the National League followed suit the following year. In 1960, the 97-win Yankees lost to the 95-win Pirates, despite outscoring them 55 runs to 27. Hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Join me again next week. We'll have part 4. And until then, take care and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.